Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, it was a late night last night for many of us, including ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. We're really pleased that he can join us for a few minutes to take a look at what we know so far about these midterm elections. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, yeah. We had live coverage at ABC till 2 o'clock this morning. A couple of takeaways, Paul. It's kind of stunning because clearly Americans are deeply unhappy. Mm-hmm. 73% in the exit poll said they were dissatisfied or angry with the way things were going. 75% said that the economy was in bad shape. And then they turn around and reelect virtually everybody who was already in office.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of nuts, right? I mean,
yeah.
Look at Michigan with Governor Whitmer winning rather easily. You look at Wisconsin, the Democratic governor gets reelected. You look at the Senate. Not a thing up till now. Now, there are a couple of Senate races still outstanding where incumbent senators have not clinched the victory. And in Nevada, I think it's likely the Democrat will lose there. But as right now, not a single incumbent senator has lost. The only seat that changed party hands was in Pennsylvania, where it was an open seat, and the Democrats picked that one up. You look at governors right now again. There's not a single governor, sitting governor, who ran for re-election was defeated. Now, again, in Nevada, that governor, Sasolak, is trailing. But it's kind of an odd pattern, right? People are very unhappy, and then they keep voting for the people who are already there.
So is this a win for Democrats? And what does this mean for 2024?
Well, a couple of things. It certainly is. It might not be a win for the Democrats, but it's a much less bruising defeat than they expected. And it's entirely possible that they still could keep control of the Senate. I think in the end, it could well turn out that the Senate will be decided by the race in Georgia. And it's got that quirky rule mm-hmm. we ran into 2 years ago where someone's got to get 50%. And neither of these candidates, Herschel Walker or Raphael Warnock, are going to break 50%. So that race is going to go to a runoff, and it could well decide control of the Senate, and then we won't know that until December 6th. But for the short-term implication is that in the House, the Republicans will take over the House. They'll have a very narrow margin, which means a small group of conservatives can dictate what's going to happen. The Republicans will be pretty crippled in terms of their abilities, except when it comes to investigations. They'll control all of the committees. They'll have subpoena power. They're going to be able to bedevil the Biden administration with investigations into Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, into the FBI, into immigration policies. So they don't need more than a margin of one vote to have powers over all the committees to do that. Legislatively, they'll have virtually no power, but in terms of subpoenas and hearings, they'll have a lot of power. 2024, you're starting to see the next generation of leaders emerge. Biden's almost 80. Trump is almost as old. Both parties led by aged leaders and unpopular leaders. Mm-hmm. So in Florida, you've got Governor DeSantis winning re-election, clearly the leader of the next generation of Republicans. But you're starting to see on the Democratic side the first emergence of the next generation. I would include your Governor Whitmer in that list. She will start to get some mentions about a possible national candidacy. You could look at Gavin Newsom reelected in California, J.B. Pritzker reelected as governor of Illinois, Jared Polis reelected as governor of Colorado. And keep your eye on the new governor of Pennsylvania. His name is Josh Shapiro. He strongly led that ticket in a very important state. He's got a law and order background as an attorney general. So while the Democrats do not have their own Ron DeSantis yet, you can start to see the next generation forming offstage.
Absolutely. And in the very near term, you're going to start to hear from some of these folks that are going to make some noise. You're going to really have, I think, a clear indication as to whether Joe Biden seriously intends to run for a second term. What do you think about that?
Well, I think a lot will depend on the economy over the next year or so, and a lot will depend on his health. And there are so many variables. I think he probably desperately wants to run again. But I think there'll be a lot of pressure on him not to. If you looked at our exit polls, 38% of the Democrats said they don't want Biden to run. And by the way, in polls I saw earlier in the month, almost 50% of Republicans did not want Trump to run again. I think that the pressure is building on both of those men to step aside, but neither one of them wants to.
Yeah, well, and their parties may have something to say about that in the not-too-distant future. Steve, appreciate it. Thanks so much for the late night and for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Paul, sure.